In the scripture, it talks about the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. I can understand how he's the God of Abraham. Abraham is the father of our faith. I can understand how he's the God of Isaac. Isaac was extremely obedient, even willing to be sacrificed. But when it says he is the God of Jacob, that doesn't make a lot of sense. Jacob was a cheater. He went around deceiving people. He stole his brother's birthright. Jacob was known for making poor choices. Yet God is called the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. What was God saying? I'm not just the God of perfect people. I'm not just the God of people who never make a mistake. I'm the God of people who have failed. I'm the God of people who have blown it. I'm the God of people who have had a rough past. It's interesting, later in Jacob's life, he changed his ways. He got his life straightened out. God even changed his name from Jacob to Israel. That was to signify his new beginning. God could have been known as the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel. That seems to make more sense. That was his new name once he was restored and redeemed. But God on purpose left it the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob to forever settle it. I'm not just the God of perfect people, I'm the God of imperfect people too. You may have made mistakes, but be encouraged. He is the God of Jacob. He's still your God. You may have lost your temper, struggled with an addiction, compromised your integrity. Don't beat yourself up. He is the God of Jacob. He's your God too. In the book of John, there was a lady who had been married 5 times. She was living with a 6th man. You can imagine the heartache and pain that she had gone through. I'm sure she felt beaten down by life, not really living, just existing. Jesus was about to travel to another city. He told his disciples, "I must go through Samaria." They said, "Jesus, that's the long way. There's a shortcut, a much quicker route." They tried to talk him out of it. He replied, "No, you don't understand. I must go through Samaria. There's a woman there who feels condemned. She's about to give up on life. I must go express my love. I have to encourage her. I've got to get her back on the right course." She is known as the woman at the well. It's interesting that the first person Jesus revealed himself to as the Messiah was not the religious leaders. It was not the priest and the rabbis in the synagogue. It was this woman, a woman who had made mistakes, a woman who was beaten down by life. An imperfect person. That one encounter changed her life. But too many people, like her, are sitting on the sidelines of life. They feel as though they've blown it too many times. They failed and they haven't measured up. Now they let the accusing voices convince them that they're all washed up. God is disappointed in them. You can't expect God's favor. But you have to get this truth down in your spirit. You may have made mistakes, but God is not running from you. He's running to you. He doesn't love you less. He loves you more. He is expressing his love to you today. You wouldn't be hearing this if God wasn't reaching out to you. Get rid of the guilt. Shake off the condemnation. Quit thinking about what could have been or should have been and get back in the game. You're not supposed to sit on the sidelines. God is not disappointed in you. Nothing you've done is a surprise to God. Do your part and start moving forward. You can still fulfill your destiny. God's mercy is bigger than any mistake you've made.